Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening. Before I forget, Sunday evening in Mitzvah Hashem, no shir, and Monday night also no shir, due to a family simcha. and Mitzvah Hashem Tuesday back to normal. Beis Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. No pinyin haben inside this time around. Okay, we are up to Siman Lamed Vav, Sif Gimel, and we shall be learning Sif Gimel, a very short Sif. The actual Sif is very short. We're after it's going to move on to we're skipping the Mishnah Sasofim. We're not going to be learning that Kuntos, that unit of Mishnah Sasofim. That's going to lead us to Siman Lamed Zayin, which we shall be learning tonight in Mitzvah Hashem as well. We're talking about the Zman and Ochas Tefillin, a little bit about the reward of somebody who puts on Tefillin and Chas V'Shalom vice versa, somebody who does not put on Tefillin, what happens to him. Right, okay, so Siv Gimel, page 120. Tzorich letayeg shatnas gates. Now, letayeg means really to make a crown. There are some letters which have crowns on their tops. This is al-pi kabbalah, they understand from the poskim. Even the poskim discuss this. It seems to be al-pi kabbalah, for kabbalistic, mystical reasons. There's great depth in it, which I'm afraid I cannot repeat, but I cannot share with you. I don't know it, but it seems that there is a reason why the letters of Shatnez Gates, the Shin, the Ayin, the Tess, the Nun, and the Zayin, the Gimel, and the Tzadik, why they have got crowns on their letters. On the top of the letters is crowns. Now the crowns are made by three little lines. And in fact, the way the Mishnah Berurah describes it, according to many opinions, is actually a mini Zion on top of the... These are the crowns. This is what he said, Tzorich letayeg shatnas gates. There's numerous minhogim, and every sofer has got his own expertise, his own skills to where he's metayeg, where he makes his crowns. There's many ways of doing it, and many halachically acceptable ways of doing it, but it's all this expert skill for a sofer. So he said, Tzorich letayeg shatnas gates. They let the shatnas gates have these crowns. Va'sofrim, and the sofrim nagu letayeg oisiz acheroiz. There are sofrim who have customs of being metayeg other letters too. Vim loy tiyeg, and if he did not make those crowns, afilu shatnas gates, even shatnas gates, loy pasal, he didn't pasal the letters. The Bach disagrees in Sifkot and Tezvav. The Bach in Sifkot and Tezvav, Mishnah Berurah says, Loi posel v'bach poistel bazeh, v'gram agro b'viuro im yashav l'kol achs min ashitois. So it seems that the Ezer Machloik is achronim as to whether Shatnez Gates, the Tiyogim of the Shatnez Gates actually do posel. The Mishnah Berurah is very important to know. The Mishnah Berurah does bring the opinion of the Bach, who does posel if the crowns are missing. But Shulchan Aruch paskens that it doesn't passel. This is with regards to Shatnez Gates. And again, many sofim have got their own ways of doing that. And that's when you actually look a little bit closer. You look during whether you've got a Megillah, whether you've got an Aliyah, and you see the Sefer Torah, whether you've got an opportunity of looking into Mezuzah. You see that there's actually numerous ways of doing this. But the Mishnah Berurah says that it should be like a mini Zion. Okay. Now we can proceed to see Lamed Zayin. And again, I urge you, if you have a minute, to look at the Mishnas as Sofrim. It's beautiful how the way the Dir tradition has done it. You can literally go page through it and look at the Dir tradition is particularly beautiful of the letters, how they are meant to be. You can see how the beautiful way of the letters. I must say, I've got a very old Mishnah Berurah. I'm Zuche, that my grandfather, Zichroni Livrocha's Mishnah Berurah. My grandfather, he has got a Mishnah which was published in the 1940s, I think 1945 or something. And he's got this ancient Mishnah Berurah, and I've got it in my house. And it's really interesting to see that in that Mishnah Berurah, they also tried in the Mishnah Sasofim to put the letters there. But because of the opportunities in those years, the 1940s, if you look at those letters, I'm sure they're all possible. because the printer says, it's beautiful the way we've got it over here. It's really, really nice. Now, so if you've got a minute, maybe do look at it. You can see that the Dir tradition also has got on the side, besides the Tmunas HaOitzis, which is the actual Mishnah Berurah, on the side they've got Biurim Musafim, in which they extend and they add literally lots of points with regards to every single letter, which is very, very relevant for the Sofrim. Okay. Similar Mitzayin, Zman Anachas Tefillin, with regards to the time of putting on Tefillin. Godoil Schar Mitzvahs Tefillin. Great is the reward of Mitzvahs Tefillin. Vekol, and everyone, Mishiyeinim Enicham, whoever does not put on Tefillin, who he is, Bichlal included, Poishe Yisrael Begufon. He is amongst the Poishe Yisrael, the Yidin who do great Averus Begufon with their bodies. So there's various levels of Averus. There's numerous levels of Averus. And the greatest yet is somebody who's a Poishe Yisrael Begufon, somebody who does with his physically, with his body, does an Avera. That's in many ways the worst level, as the Mishnah is going to describe it. So somebody who doesn't put on Tefillin is a Poishe Yisrael Begufon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotna Aleph, Schar, the reward, Shekola Menichon, whoever does put on Tefillin, Marich Yomim Ba'olam Hazeh, he extends his days in this world. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Aleim Yichyu Kroima, Oysom Shenoisim Shemas Shem Hashem Aleim, the Pasuk says, Hashem Aleim Yichyu. And the Mishnah Berurah learns it, he says, Hashem Aleim, if Hashem, meaning the name of Hashem, Aleim, is on you, Yichyu, you shall live. Klema, Oysom Shenoisim, Shem Hashem Aleim, those who carry the name of Hashem on you, but tefillin with their tefillin, Yichyu, they shall live. So as to whether this is talking literally about physical life, or whether as to whether it's talking about reward in Olam Haba, I don't know. But there's a reward that a person gets a long life. He gets Yichyu, he gets a life. Although the Mishnah says Olam Hazeh, but I don't know to what extent it actually means reward in this world. Maybe it's he gets for an action in this world, he gets reward in Olam Haba, I'm not sure. But it's certainly a very great reward. Umuftach, and it is certain Shu Ben Olam Haba, he's a Ben Olam Haba. And additionally, Ve'ein Eishal Gehenem, and the fire of the Gehenem, Sholit Boy does not burn on him. He doesn't have the Gehenem, the fire of the Gehenem will not go on him. And all his sins, Nimcholin Loi, he got Mechila, Hashem, his Moichel, his Aveirois, Tur, B'Shem, Hashemush Rab, the Tur in the name of the Medrash. So a very great reward, somebody who puts on Tefillin, Scham Mitzvah's Tefillin, is very, very great indeed. Sivkotin Beis, She'einu Menicham, somebody who does not put on Tefillin, Perash Afilu Meni Oso Yurakli Frokim. The great punishment is even on somebody who just occasionally doesn't put on Tefillin. So say on Sunday if got time, and on Friday if got time as well. But the rest of the week you don't put on Tefillin, the sin is still, you're still considered a poshi so the gufon. Afilu Meni Oso Yurakli Frokim. V'kol Shekein im Mevatel Tomid Mitzvah Zu. Even more so if you're constantly Mevatel the Mitzvah, you are certainly considered a poshi so the gufon. And the Prima Godim Hevi B'Shem Nachlas Tzvi brings the name of the Nachlas Tzvi. The Afilu Mishabitel Met Tefillin Yoyim Echad, even somebody who is Mevatel the Tefillin one day, who Gan Kain is also Bichlal Poshe Yisrael, is also considered Poshe Yisrael Begufon. So when he doesn't put on Tefillin for one day even, he's considered Poshe Yisrael Begufon. I'm going to mention as a bit of a question, I'm not quite sure what the answer is, based on this very Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that somebody doesn't put on tefillin one day is considered Poshe Yisrael Begufon, right? Poshe Yisrael Begufon. Now, the question is as follows, that some of the Sforim quote that some of the Gdolim were makpid to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin once in their lifetimes. Somebody say it's an Indian to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin at very least once. If you haven't got your own, we spoke extensively about Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Yerushimayim should put them on, etc. We said that various minogim, why not? Yehura, etc. But some of the mafarshim bring from the contemporary Gdolim, or a little bit early, they say that at least you should put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin once. Now, Ani Akotin Be'oni, I don't exactly know why it should be so. And especially based on this Mishnah Berurah over here, I don't exactly understand where the Gdolim are coming from, because if there is such an Inyan, why? What's the point of putting on tefillin once? If you hold that there is that shitta, If you hold that you want to be fulfilling that shita, then I understand the approach that everybody puts on, that you put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin every single day. I understand, because you don't want to be chas v'sholem. According to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, you don't want to be considered a poshe so the gufon. Consequently, you're going to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin every single day. But how can that be that the inyan, the concept of having put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin once in your life, what are you gaining by doing that? What are you gaining? Because if you are worried about, if you are concerned about Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, then surely you should put it on every single day. What's the idea of putting it once? Well, I mean, surely if you put it on once a week or once a month, what's the point? Either you're doing it or you're not doing it. How would it make sense to have it once a lifetime?
What is the reason for putting it on once? It can't be out of Sofik.
Because it would be every day.
It can't be out of Din.
Right.
Is it some kind of cover to Rabbeinu Tam?
Cover to Rabbeinu Tam. I hear that. I imagine you're right, because every time a person does a mitzvah, it's a huge reward, but he's still considered a poshe yisrael begufon. If he could have put on the rest of the days, he could have put on etfilin. He doesn't. He still considers, it's not going to save him from the level of poshe yisrael begufon. By the way, it reminded me of a story. Beautiful story. I must share this with you because you're pointing it out. One of the geiser rishoyim, one of a very great mamash rosha she'enki dugmos, somebody was poshe yisrael begufon plus, according to all opinions, he went once to one of the chesidish rebbes, and I've unfortunately forgotten who. I don't know if it was the. I forgot which Chassidish Rebbe was, a Chassidish master from previous year. And he went up to him and said, listen, I want to tell you that the Torah that you believe in is not true. And I'm going to bring you a proof for that. Chassidish Rebbe says, you can't bring a proof that the Torah is wrong. There's no, you can't, he said, I'm going to bring a proof here because you know, in Shema that you say, that's what he said, in Shema that you say that, you know, if you keep mitzvahs, you get rewarded. And if you do averas, you get punished. And look at me, this Rosh said to the Tzaddik. He said, I am doing every single Aveir you can think of. And the ones that you can't even think of. And look at me. I've got money. I've got covered. I've got every single thing you can dream of. I've got. So obviously, it's not true what you're saying. The Shema, if you keep mitzvahs, you get rewarded. If you do Aveiras, you get punished. You see, it's not true. So it's Chassid Shereb, but it's such a shame that I've forgotten who said it. He says, I'll tell you something. You're completely wrong. You got completely wrong end of the stick, he answered. He says, all the reward that you have got is that you must have said Shema once. Because look, you know what Shema says. You must have said Shema once. All the reward is that you said Shema once. Imagine where you'd be holding if it had said every single day. There is a lot of truth in it. I mean, there's a lot of truth in that. The schar of every single mitzvah is, as the Mishnah says in Ovish, we don't know how great the reward is of every single mitzvah. And surely this world cannot give the reward for mitzvahs. It's not physical. The reward, of course, is not in my book. But having said that, that's just to answer you. The reward of every, if it puts on tefillin once, it's mamash huge. But he's still considered a poshe yisrael begufon lechayre. Right. I'm going to just pause this for a minute. Right, okay, that save base in Mishneh Berurah. Save base is in Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah son, the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. Liyoisam olav kol hayoyim. Now the mitzvah of wearing tefillin is kol hayoyim, the entire day. So we're going to see that the Bialoch actually has the Bialoch, a very interesting Bialoch. He discusses, does that mean that the Reise, you've got the mitzvah of having it on you at every single second? Is it so that every second you're wearing the tefillin, you're fulfilling a mitzvah, say the Reise? Is that so? Or is it that you're fulfilling the mitzvah by having put on the tefillin for a minute, you're fulfilling the mitzvah the Reise? The rest is not the Reise anymore. So it's definitely a mitzvah to have it on every single mitzvah liyosam olav kol hayoyim, Shulchan Aruch said. The mitzvah is to have it on you the entire day. As to whether that's the reis or not, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that, the Bialocha discusses that. And it sounds like the Bialocha says that there's certainly a very, very great inyan. You can look at the end of the Bialocha. He says, Asher mekayim kedinoi. He said, it's a great inyan to wear tefillin for long. Kmo shomu chazal, as the Gemara says in Megillah. Shalu talmido v'zeb zeire b'gemar achto yomim. How did you have a long life, to ask Reb Zeire? Omar Lohem, he replied, v'lo elachti ab ames b'loi teru b'loi tefillin. I never walked more than 4 ames without tefillin. So seeing that it probably could be the Reisa, it could be the Rabbanon. But to wear tefillin for longer than the minimum share, it certainly could even be the Reis according to the Bialocha, but at the very least, the Rabbanim are fulfilling a great mitzvah by having tefillin longer. But why is it that we don't really walk around the whole day with tefillin? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Avol. So again, mitzvos and yosim kol ayoyim. Really, the mitzvah is to wear the entire day. However, avol, mipnei shetzrichim guf noki, but since tefillin require a clean body, guf noki, sholayaf yach bohem, he doesn't pass gas, he doesn't pass wind. He doesn't remove, his mind doesn't go away from tefillin, he doesn't think about other matters. And not every person is able to do so. He cannot have a guf noki. Nagu, the custom is, we don't wear tefillin the entire day. We only, nevertheless, Tzorich kol odom, every person must lizoy, be careful bohem with them. Lioysam all of this should be on him. B'shas kriyas shema, at the very least during kriyas shema, b'tefillin davening. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says that the mitzvah really is to have the tefillin the entire day. But we can't expect people to have a guf noki and not to be mesiach das the entire day. Only humans. Therefore, the custom is not to wear the entire day. But at the very, very least, says the Shulchan Aruch, you should ensure to have the tefillin on during Kriyas Shema and during Tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Kotten Zayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this doesn't apply to everybody. Let's have a Seif Kotten. Hey, Lioysam, all of the Bisman Kotzer Kaze in such a short time, Bekal Lochol Izoim, Meafochum Esachadas. During davening, one can expect a person to be concentrating and not to be Mesiach Das and not to be Mefiach. Seif Kotten Vov, Beshaz Kriya Shema, Shekola Kuri Kriya Shema, Boloi Tfilin. Everybody who reads Shema without tefillin, keilu meich edu sheker be'atzmo, as if it would be give false witness on himself. Vim lo enis damel ha'azen, if he's unable to obtain tefillin for Shema, or she'choy le me'ayin b'shas ma'ase, or he's on whisk, got a stomach ache and he can't hold himself back. Kol ha'yoyim zmanoi, the entire day is zmanoi, mechuyiv la'nichon ha'kol ponim, k'di shele livat lo yimechum mitzvah tefillin. So say that when he's got a stomach ache during davening time and he can't, so he said that, you know, if you, it must be, you can daven at one time and then later on put on tefillin later, that's acceptable as well. And finally, Seif Kotten Zayin, tefillin ein le'eltzim in chofes, if you'd give him, v'zeh lekol odom. Aval anshe maise, but men of great deed, no'agin lilmoid achat tefillin betefillin, anshe maise, men of great deeds, they learn after davening with tefillin. Should be careful not to talk profane matters whilst wearing tefillin. Besides talking to dvaratelim, who bothered is also certainly going to come onto esach hadas. So he says that the anshe meisa, men of great goyse, mention they wear tefillin for longer than just davening, and they tend to learn after davening with a tefillin, and he said, but one should be careful not to talk to Dvorim Batelim whilst wearing the tefillin. It's a sight I remember so clearly when I was learning in Mir. Anybody else went to Rav Eliashiv ever in the morning? You went? Yeah, and so Rav Eliashiv, Zichron Livrocha, his best medrash was Tefes Bachurim. It was a few minutes walk from Mir Yeshiva. And it was a beautiful sight. Rav Eliashiv always used to daven very, very early. And it was one of the most beautiful sights that if anybody wants ever to have chizuk, if you want chizuk, you don't have to go very far to get chizuk. You go, I think it was 6:30 if I'm not mistaken. Davening started at 6:30 in Tefes Bachurim Rav Eliashiv. Davening was actually quite fast. And before that, Rav Eliashiv would get there half an hour earlier. He would put on his talis and tefillin and he would say Shnai Mikra, Shnai would say Chumash. Rashi maybe as well. Shnei Mikrov Echatagum. And I think Rashi as well, if I'm not mistaken, of that day. And it was the most beautiful sight. You see him wearing tefillin, talis and tefillin, learning. This was not achat tefillin, this was before the tefillah. But it was so beautiful. He had a beautiful voice. Mamash, a beautiful voice. It's him davening for half an hour before Shachris. That would be the best Musa Shmuz that you could think of. Just to see Avi Lashiv learning. If you need chizik, that was something mamash beautiful. Just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem is Boach Shemoy. We started speaking about the Metayek Shatnas Gates. And other Sefim have got various Minhagim. It doesn't pass like on the Shulchan Aruch if you don't. If you're not Messiah, but the Mishnah Berurah does bring the opinion of the Bach that the letters are possible if you're not Messiah. We then started learning Sif Lamed Zayin. And Lamed Zayin, Sif Aleph tells us that the reward of Mitzvah Tefillin is very great. Ein Eish Gehenem Shoyle Bohem, as well as other, as well as also that is Muftach Bohem Abob. We also learned that somebody who doesn't put on Tefillin is Bichlal Poshe Yisrael Begufon. We then learned that the mitzvah is to wear tefillin the entire day. However, due to physical restrictions that we need a guf noki, we nowadays don't put on the tefillin the entire day. But at the very least, the meaning is to put on tefillin during Kriyas Shema. Tefillin, Mishnah Berurah says that Anshei Maisa learn with a tefillin after davening. Good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai.